Chairman, I just wonder if the Deputy Chairman could further illuminate on his earlier remarks. Obviously, the context to these remarks are that the company is obviously performing extremely well, the profits are going up, and you are seen as the key to the success. Even so, I think it's a legitimate question to ask that I think you are the highest paid Australian-based executive in Australia, according to a survey in the Financial Review the other day. And your salary is at this stage about 6% of net profit and about 11% of the total dividend payout to shareholders. Now, the executive chairman of PBL, James Packer, doesn't take a salary at all. I think Solomon Lew, when he was executive chairman at Coles Myer, had a similar policy. And then again, Rupert Murdoch, executive chairman at News Corp, draws, I think, a slightly larger salary than you. How long is the arrangement in place going forward on this percentage share of profit? Is it 3 years, 5 years? And given that your equity investment in the company is worth in the order of $1.3 to $1.4 billion, I think I'd make an argument that the salary would seem to be slightly excessive and that there could be a higher dividend flow to the minority shareholders, such as myself, if your salary was more in line with the rest of the market in Australia.
Okay. I think I'll attempt to say a few words and then maybe Mr. Hilmer can supplement it. I have had an arrangement with the company for many years, which was, I think, at the time, was a five-year contract. And I think it didn't expire, but it's to be renewed from year to year. And it was decided that about 5-6 years ago that I be granted no options. And the agreement to remain in place that was there before, there is a profit share of a percentage of the company. It's my incentive. And I really don't like to defend this thing, but I think you're asking me, so I'll say it. If you add all the options and all the other benefits that other executives receive, you probably find that there are not that much discrepancy. Also, I think if you add, first of all, my base salary is quite small in relative terms, and the percentage of profit is that gives me the benefit, but from every cent that or every dollar that I get, the shareholders get a lot more, which they are entitled to more. And as I said, if you make comparison, if you add all the options that are granted to certain chief executives, chairman, and mine, you'll probably find the discrepancy is not so great. Also, I think I must kind of rely on my record and the performance of the company, which I believe is unequaled in Australia in the last 30 or 40 years. And the shareholders benefit from it. As far as our shareholding is concerned, I am entitled to be a shareholder as much as and receive the same dividends as anybody else. But if me or my family are shareholders, it's got nothing to do with the job I do. Whether it's overpaid or underpaid, it's a judgment for others. But the shareholding of my family and myself has got nothing to do with the job I do. And what else can I say? Anything you could add to that?
No, I don't really have anything to add. I think if you look at the mix of the package, it's a mix which is probably more weighted to performance than any mix of any comparable executive. This is a company and this is an executive and a leader of the company that's had an unparalleled performance. And this amount is only paid because of the results of the company. There's no other factor that drives the amount.
And I'd just like to add that you make comparisons between me and some other chairman or executives. I mean, this comparison is not valid comparison. Whether they take, I mean, it's their own choice whether they do. It's the arrangement between themselves and the company. And you mentioned a couple of names which I don't want to enter into them, but I mean, that's how it is.